message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are grateful for His blessings and for His grace over our lives. All through from January till now, it's a long, long journey. God has been faithful. If you are here and there is a month this year that you did not taste any food, can I see your hand? Or there is a month this year that you did not spend 1 naira. Is there anybody like that? That is to tell you that this God is faithful. He has been good to us. And if we are to sing from now till 11, it's not enough. If not because of the necessity of preaching, I wouldn't have even gone into preaching at all now. But I know people are waiting all over, and they are waiting to also listen to the word this morning. And so we'll go briefly into the word. And then we trust God that the Lord will bless us again this morning in Jesus' name. I welcome you to God's presence, and I know you will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I'm grateful to God for all the messages that we received and all the gifts that were sent during the bad day on Friday. We are grateful to God for your lives and for all that God has done in our lives. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you all in Jesus' name. I was particularly touched by a particular one. I was very touched. Oh, I was touched by two, particularly by what my wife in the morning, what was done. And of course, this second one, whereby a young child, probably about 5 years, told her mother that she has a piggy hole where she saves money. And she says she wants to break it. The money she has been saving, people dash her money, people give her this, and she wants to break it, and she packaged it in an envelope and came to my office and gave it to me. Now, when I opened the envelope, I actually thought it was the parent that brought it. So when I opened it, I saw the denomination was different kinds. And I was wondering, but I did not even bother to count it at that time because people wanted to see me and all that. I just prayed for her. And then later I heard that a child, a small child that is still in primary school, can think like that. I called her back and I said, what you have sown is received. I will return it back to you and I will multiply it. That thing that you have done, because it's touching. A small child can think in that manner. Use different notes, 100 naira, 50 naira, 200 naira, that she has been, maybe people give her here and there. She has been, maybe that's what she shaped the whole year. A small child. It touched me so much. And I'm grateful to God for the privilege to serve. It's a privilege. It's if you knew where I came from, you would know why I thank God like this. I'm just a privileged person. There's nothing very extraordinary about me. But because of God's help and God's faithfulness, I'm grateful to God for the privilege to serve you and to serve in this capacity. If I were not here, somebody else would be here. Somebody better than me would be here. So I'm grateful to God, and I pray that the Lord will bless you all in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say amen? I'll be speaking briefly on the lifestyle of gratitude. A lifestyle of gratitude. A lifestyle of gratitude. We are in a month of gratitude and glad tidings. The theme for this month is gratitude and glad tidings. The month of gratitude and glad tidings. Somebody say a big amen. A lifestyle is what you do daily or on a regular basis. A lifestyle is what you do daily or on a regular basis. What is gratitude? Gratitude is the state of being grateful. the state of being grateful. Gratitude simply means appreciation and thankfulness. Appreciation and thankfulness. Gratitude is a lifter of destiny, while ingratitude is a killer of destiny. Gratitude boosts your destiny. Ingratitude can affect destiny. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, the Bible explains to us the present problem of this generation. 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Can I have KJV if possible? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Now look at this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and then they will be unthankful. That's what the Bible says. He said, there are many things that you see happening at the end of the world. He said, well, one of the things you will see is that people will no longer be grateful. Once you are not grateful, you are not useful to God. Because one of the major reasons why God created us is to praise Him. Like I said, gratitude is a lifter of destiny, while ingratitude is a killer of destiny. And looking through the scriptures, you will see many people who were grateful. Moses was a man of gratitude. David was a man of gratitude. Anna was a lady of gratitude. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 1, you saw her just thanking God and just appreciating God and just exalting God. And somebody is here today. God is going to do something great in your life in Jesus' name. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted. Your horn will be exalted. My horn is exalted. Enlarge over my enemies. Your horn will be exalted over your enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. Let me just read a few more. Verse 2. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is nobody like. And she went on and on in gratitude. A lifestyle of gratitude is important if you want to shift to a new altitude. What are important facts about gratitude? I'll give us a few of that and then we'll move forward from there. Important facts about gratitude. Number one, gratitude is a duty that is non-optional. It's not an option to be grateful. In my place, they say when they have done something good for somebody and the person is not grateful, it's like this armed robber came in to pack their load. Number two, important fact about gratitude is that gratitude must be given in exchange for service. Luke 17, verse 12 to 19 makes us to understand how Jesus reacts to ingratitude. The Bible says that there were 10 lepers. Luke 17, verse 12 to 19. And then they came to him for healing, and he healed the 10 of them. And after that, he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Go to your pastor and give a testimony of what God has done for you. And they just left. They just left. One of them, only one, remember to come back. The others did not remember to come back. To appreciate, and Jesus reacted to it. He reacted to it. I remember it was 10 people that I healed. How come only one remember to say thank you? My prayer for you today is that you will be among that 10% that will be grateful in Jesus' name. I say you will be among that 10% that will be grateful in Jesus' name. Gratitude must be given in exchange for service, in exchange for blessings. And that's why this month we'll be thanking God like never before. We'll be thanking Him. We'll be praising Him. He has done so much for you. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. So, gratitude must be given in exchange for service. Number three important fact about gratitude is that a man cannot receive more than his gratitude life. Where your gratitude stops is where your lifting stops. You can't be greater than your thankfulness. You can't be greater than your appreciation. I've often told you, a lot of times you see some people doing so well. Their business doing well. You go to their house, everything's all of a sudden, maybe after 1 month, 1 year or so, you just see things just are not working well again. You begin to wonder, what's going on? It's ingratitude. A lot of times, it is the demon of ingratitude. It's not witches, it's not wizards. Because naturally, when you are not grateful, things go down naturally. It just goes down. It just goes down. You will not go down. Your result will not go down. That small business that you are doing will not go down. Did I hear you say a big amen? There are many of us here who start businesses and you start it little by little, you will not say thank you. I remember like some weeks ago, one of our beloved sisters here started a business and she said, I just remember that I've not even said thank you to God. And I quickly came to say thank you back to God. Every good thing that God does, He expects thank you from us. He expects us to thank Him. Number four, important fact about gratitude is that, or number five, am I on number five? Number four, it is where your gratitude stops that the flow of blessing of God stops. It is where your gratitude stops that the flow of the blessing of God stops. It's just like saying, gratitude is what God is. So once you stop feeding Him, it's like He will just look at you and say, why is this person alive then? That's why we always tell believers, when you wake up in the morning, always learn to return the glory back to Him. Once you wake up in the morning, preferably before you start going to the internet, let's just return the glory to Him for being alive. You carried your leg, it can be carried. You carried your hand, it can be carried. You did your head like this, the thing can move. Otokwe. It requires thanksgiving. And this morning, God Himself will give us the grace in Jesus. Number five important fact about gratitude is that delayed gratitude or belated gratitude is also ingratitude. Delayed gratitude to God or belated gratitude to God is also ingratitude. There are some things that if you give to people and it's late, they can still take it. They will say, I belated this or belated that. They will still take it. But to God, we must give it in a timely manner. Someone say timely manner. Timely manner. That my beloved daughter that shared testimony this morning had been looking for admission for 7 years. She joined this church this year. 7 years just roaming around, just pursuing this thing up and down. The year she had even thought that how is this thing going to be possible again? The seventh year. Came to this church and received it. Almost immediately, she ran to God. It happened this week. By the Sunday of the week, she's already thanking God. That's how to get more. You will get more. I say you will get more. You will get more. You have not seen anything. You are going to get more. Did I hear you say a big amen? Number six, important fact about gratitude is that no one who expresses gratitude can be stranded in life. You can't express gratitude to God and be stranded in life. Number seven, important fact about the lifestyle of gratitude is that lack of gratitude is a sign of wisdom deficiency syndrome. Lack of appreciation is a sign of wisdom deficiency syndrome. It's a sign that the person is not on point. God gives you life, He gives you a job, gives you a wife, gives you a husband, or gives you admission, or gives you a car, or buys you a land, or gives you a shop, or gives you a business, or gives you a friend. I was telling them in the workers' meeting this morning, I said, when God wants to bless you, He will send a man to you. When He wants to change your life, He will introduce a new person to your life. Or maybe somebody you have known before, God will just make them to be a blessing to your life. Also, when devil wants to destroy somebody's life, He will also introduce somebody to your life. So everything must be thanked God for. Number eight, important fact about gratitude is that God is pained by ingratitude. It pains God when you are not a grateful person. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Malachi 2, 2 to 3. It pains God when you are not a grateful person. He is in pain, greater pain than labor pain, when a person does not show gratitude. Now look at this. If you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Somebody say, God forbid. I will curse your blessing. Go on. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart to say thank you. God said, when a person does not lay it to heart to return to say thank you for all I have done, He said, I will not be able to bless the person anymore. God will not withdraw your blessings in Jesus' name. I say, God will not withdraw your blessings in Jesus' name. God will never withdraw your blessings in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, how to imbibe the spirit of gratitude. Just a few points. How do you imbibe the spirit of gratitude? Number one, always learn to count your blessings daily. I have a book in my study room, and I have another one also in my briefcase or my bag that I carry around. I call it testimony book, where I record God's doings. If I travel and I come back, I'll record it. I travel to Lagos, I came back, I thank God for this, or I did this, or God did this in the life of many of your testimony is in my testimony book. Many of your testimonies, I wrote it there. How God did this for you, how God did that for you, I will note it down. Learn to, you see, when you don't count your blessings, it will look as if God did not do anything. Hello. It will look as if God did not do anything. Look at that wonderful daughter of Zion. You left and you were going home at night after a dance rehearsal. And then somebody came to you with gun. You saw the gun. It's not as if you were, this thing is like you film sometimes. You saw the gun. You now say your phone. Yeah, you lost your phone sometimes, so you bought a better one. You now brought out the phone. See, did the person close his eyes that time? You brought out the phone. You now threw the phone. You know, before somebody that can bring gun, the person is already high. He probably would have taken some ganja wee. You brought out the phone from your bag. You now threw the phone. What was the person looking at? And he don't do anything to you. The person also was asking the second person for his own food, and then he staggered. See, when you are sharing testimony and what we are listening to the points in the testimony. That's why when you want to give testimony, you give us cogent points. Don't start telling us stories that are irrelevant to the testimony, because we don't have the time. Then the guy is staggered. When he staggered, the young man he was working with bolted. She also bolted. And what did the guy do? He didn't do anything. He pursued the other guy, left her. Isn't this God amazing? And he could not get that guy. He could not get her. It's just that she didn't complete the story. She didn't tell us when she came back to pick her phone. And I'm sure the glass probably did not break. The phone did not break. But if it had broken, she wouldn't share the testimony. What a great God. What a mess. A lot of people will do that and they will gun them down on the spot. I had a friend, a medical doctor, doing very well. He was just in front of his house, just about to drive in when armed robbers went there. Wanted to collect the car and just go, JJ. The guy started flexing muscle. They shot him on the spot. They left the car and they left him in a pool of blood in the car. I had another one, long time friend. We used to work together. Doing very well. He now left where we were working. Went to another place and he was given managerial grade and given a car. And he just wanted to go to Ibadan to just see somebody with another friend. And armed robbers pursuing him on Ogumosho Road here. So when he saw them, they said stop. He didn't stop. So he did reverse. The person must be like a James Bond. Just one shot. He went straight to his heart. Died on the spot. Young man. Very promising man. So you, they were even in front of you. And he saw a toy gun. What a merciful God. What a kind God. What a faithful God. In the name of Jesus, I will never have cause to cry over any of you. We will never have cause to cry over any of you. Next week Sunday, we are doing a preservation service, blood of sprinkling service, as part of the family Thanksgiving service that we'll be doing next week. Next week Sunday. Number two, how to imbibe Thanksgiving is to hang out with those, or sorry, don't hang out with those who are always murmuring and complaining. Refuse to hang out with murmurers. Because when you are a friend to those who never see anything good in life, they will indoctrinate you. They will introduce you to that life. Proverbs 13 verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. You will not be destroyed. Number three, how to imbibe the spirit of gratitude is don't delay in expressing gratitude. Immediately you get something from God, immediately say thank you to him. And number four, regularly increase your gratitude level. Regularly increase your gratitude. I've told people, it's not wise as a child of God to be giving God the same offering every time. Same offering, 7 years, same offering, 10 years, same offering, last year. No! Your gratitude should, you want to change levels. So you must know how to change levels. One of the ways is to continue to increase your gratitude level. Your gratitude level. How to show gratitude to God? Just give us a few and then we'll close. How do you show gratitude to God? Number one, express your gratitude in words. Psalm 119 verse 62. Learn to express your gratitude in words. And at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I will rise up in the night and I will begin to say thank you. I will say something to him. I will express myself to him. I will speak to him. When I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where I am today, when I think of where you're taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. When I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where I am today, when I think of where you're taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Number two, how to show gratitude to God is to always key into special thanksgivings like this. Psalm 105 verse 1. Anytime you have cause to experience this kind of special thanksgiving, key into it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Anytime you have an opportunity to be in a place like this for thanksgiving, special thanksgiving, key into it. Key into it. Key into it. It's an opportunity that must not be missed. It's an opportunity that must not be missed. Number three, how to show gratitude to God is express your gratitude with songs. Psalm 18, verse 49. Psalm 18, verse 49. Just sing a song. Just express your love to him. Therefore, will I give thanks unto the Lord, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Just show your love. One of the best ways to express love is to write poems or to sing songs. You just say it. It just comes from your heart. Just sing to him. Don't bother about the melody and all that. It's one of the ways to show that there's love in your heart. Is there any lady here that a young man will sing a song to you or write a poem with a song to you, and you will not, no matter how hard your heart is, you begin to laugh. This guy. That's the same. God is very emotional. He's touched when he sees genuine praise. He's touched. His heart is touched. That's why you see that he inhabits the praise of his people. Anywhere God sees praise, he will step in. Anywhere when God sees praise, when you pray, he will send angels. Go and see what Chichi is asking for. Go and see what Shade is asking for. Go and find out what Demola is asking for. Go and find out what that boy is asking. But when you pray, you say, "Guys, I'm coming. Okay, follow me, all of you. I'm hearing some things." Because praise moves God. Moves God. Somebody say a big amen. Songs are words that you add melody to. That's what they call a song. They are wordings from the heart. You just put some keyboard to it. And it has to be sensible. If I sing a song now, and doesn't give me, if I just sing a song, I like donut and cheese, I like cheese and biscuit added with juice, I like donut and cheese and biscuit added with juice, I like donut and cheese and biscuit added with juice. I like donuts and biscuit. Somebody say amen. It's a song, but it's not saying anything. Hallelujah. But when the song is articulated, when the song is joined together, when it comes from the heart, You God begins to feel you. He's touched. His heart is moved. God doesn't have a heart of stone. That's why he's so merciful. Very merciful. Wonderful, marvelous are the words of my God. Great is your name. Wonderful, marvelous are the works of my God. Great is your name. let's just tidy this up and then we can go on. How to show gratitude? I said number one is what? Express your gratitude in words. Number two, key into special thanksgiving. Number three, express your gratitude with songs and poems and things like that. Number four, express your gratitude with dancing and rejoicing. Ijo le mi o ma jo, erin le mi o ma rin, Olugba lati da mi lare, Alleluia. There's another version. Ijo le mi o ma jo, erin le mi o ma rin, Olugba lati da mi lare, Otamayo. So enemies that are waiting that you will pack out of your husband's house, they will be disappointed. Enemies that are waiting that you will cry this Christmas, they will be disappointed. Enemies that are waiting that you will be frustrated, they will be disappointed. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Dance. Some people send texts to me, and some people in their text said, I'm sorry I couldn't reply because this year I was bombarded with texts that it was too overwhelming. If I was able to reply all the texts, I can't preach and I can't pray to prepare for this message. So if you did not get my reply to your text, please, I'm sorry, because I mean it was just too much, you know. So I just couldn't. I needed to get back to work to be able to allow this to come out. I hope you understand. Please bear with me. So, it's very, very important that, okay, and I wanted to say that some people wrote in their text that we like dancing, that this and that, but it's not, I'm telling you before God, it's not a show. It's not maybe we just want to show that. I'm telling you, and those that know me very well know that I don't like show off. I don't like show off. I often say, if not because I'm a pastor, I'll just be in a church like this. I'm just be serving. You will not even know me at all. Because I don't like show off. I don't like it at all. So, dancing is something that everybody must do. Either you're like me, that is a little conservative, you must like dancing. As from today, what will make you to dance will come to your life. I say, what will make you to dance will come to your life. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me get down here and prophesy to you a little bit. In the name of Jesus, between now and the end of this year, what will make you to dance will come to your life. You don't really wish to dance, but what will make you to dance will come into your life and your family. What will make you to dance for joy will come into your family. You don't feel like dancing, but you will dance by force. And it will be a dance of joy. It will be a dance of celebration. It will be a dance of testimony. It will be a dance concerning your results. It will be a dance concerning your children. Let me hear you say a big amen. There are some people here, your bank account will make you dance. That business is going to boost in the name of Jesus. Every limitation is going to be removed in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus a big clap. Take your seat. Let me stay here for a little bit as I try to round up. I have about 7 points under that, but I'll just take this one and then we'll go on. Another major way to thank this God and to show gratitude is testimony. Psalm 26:7. Learn to share testimony that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of thy wondrous works. Learn to tell of his wondrous works. You don't necessarily have to give 100% details. But the fact that you step down and say, ah, God, I thank you for this. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing in this area. I thank you for what it has already shown something great. It has already shown your heart. You know, because when you thank God, you are actually returning the glory to him.
You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our voice in worship, as we glorify your name. Bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. And the honor as we lift our hands in worship, as we bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, Akakaya. Aka Jehovah Nememma. Olu Ebube ya. Isi Kenu. Enadiri Atatla. Aka Akaya. Aka Jehovah Nememma. Aka Aka Jehovah Nememma, Olu Ebube ya, Kedaruari Nememma, Isikendu, Isikendu, Kedaruari Nememma,
I need to stop here because God wants us to praise Him. We'll continue from here some other time, and we'll trust God that something great will happen in our midst further in the name of Jesus. We must not close this service without telling us one vital truth, and it is that we cannot appear before God with sin. We cannot appear before God and be dancing before Him except we have first asked for mercy. You know, one thing I want you to know about God, people, look at me now. God is loving. He's a loving God. Very caring. He knows you. He knows your heart. He knows your condition. He will never reject you. But there's a condition. You must come to Him. You must express, Father, I'm sorry. Have mercy on me. My daddy, please forgive. He's always there to... Don't let anybody deceive you that God wants to kill you now. It's a lie. He loves you. And now, He's calling you. He's telling you, my daughter, my son, come. Come to me. Come to me for mercy. Let me bless you. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here this morning, or you are watching us on the internet, all over the world. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, or you want to ask God for mercy. You want God to forgive you your sins. You want God to cleanse you. Or you want to just start with God all over again. You are not a bad person, no. But you just want to start with God all over again. I want to pray with you. I'll just pray with you wherever you are standing. Please stand now. Stand now. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. And I'll be praying with you. God bless you. Just stand. I'll be praying with you right about now. You want to surrender your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ? You want to start with God again? I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Just stand on your feet. You want Christ afresh in your life. You want Christ afresh. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Just stand. Just stand. Just stand. Just stand. Just stand. Just stand. God bless you. Stand on your feet. You want, I'm going to pray with you right where you are standing. Because of time, we are running out of time. 2. Also, you are here. You are seated, but you are meant to be standing because you have one or two things you want to be clear with God. You want to clear some things with God. You want God to have mercy on you in one area or another. Please quickly stand. God
God bless you. God bless you. You want to clear some things. You want to clear some things with God. You want to clear some things with your Maker. Quickly, stand. Stand. God bless you. God bless you. Stand. 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 And we'll be praying together. We'll be praying together. And God's blessings and mercy shall reach you. Also, if you are on the internet, you are watching us from different parts of the world, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, please quickly also send us an email or a text or WhatsApp to the number on the screen. Also, you are seated. There's an habit. You want to stop that habit. You want to break the habit. You are tired. You are just tired of that habit. You've tried and tried and tried. But now God wants to help you. God bless you. Be on your feet and let's pray together. Let's join our faith together for God to change your story and for God to help you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Also, you are here. You desire that your name is written in the book of life. You want your name written in the book of life. You want your name written in the book of life. You want a change of story. You want Christ afresh in your life. Quickly, be on your feet. Also, you are here. If Christ comes now, as in now, before 11 now, you are not certain he will take you because you have few things unsettled. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. You want to settle some things with God. You want to settle some things with God. You want to settle some things with God. You don't want to miss eternity. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Three. God bless you. God bless you. If you are still seated, please search your heart. See if there's anything there you want to settle with God. God is not condemning you. God is not about to destroy you. God is not about to kill you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. He's calling you, my daughter, come. Come. Come to me. Let me bless you. Let me change your life. Let me move you forward. Let me take you from glory to glory. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. God bless you. Four. One more count before I pray. Don't be the last person. Where you are seated, your heart is telling you, your conscience is telling you to settle some issues with God. Quickly this morning, Christ wants to bless you. He wants to bless. We can't be dancing without settling ourselves with God, setting our heart before God. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know that you are taking this all-important decision and your life will never, ever be the same again. Unto Jesus I surrender unto thee. God bless you. I can see you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. Please join those who are already standing. In His presence. I surrender. This is a call to surrender. Place your right hand on your chest. Those who are on the auditorium here and those who are watching us on the internet, please place your right hand on your chest. Can you also touch that lady also to place our right hand on the chest, and then we will be praying together. If you still want to join, there are 5 more seconds, 10 more seconds, and then we'll be praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now say after me where you are standing. Either here in the auditorium or those who are watching us, many thousands are watching us right now. Say, Father, please forgive me, sir, of any sin I might have committed. Afresh, as your daughter, as your son, I come to you. Accept me I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me my past sins. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me. Blessed be thy name in Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your, that hand on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you, Lord, for this grace that has saved these ones this morning. Let that grace bring about establishment. And let this one say no to sin forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.